Hey everybody, it's your girl Jessie May. This is the Sharp Tongue Podcast, and I'm your host, Jessie May. It's been a week, like literally, figuratively, and seriously, it's been a week. I miss you guys. I hope you miss me. I was in the process of changing my entire life around last week, and I'm now on the up and up. You're going to hear all about it on this episode, everything I've been going through, as well as I am going to be calling the moving company that scammed me. So that episode or that call is on this episode, and I have to make sure that Rudy knows to blur out all the information so that we don't get sued. I wish them well. It was quite a fiasco, but hey, no harm, no foul. Well, some harm, some follow. But something that's not harmful or harm. Something that's not harmful or foul is my mud water. And you guys know we're doing an amazing promo for you guys. Go to mudwater.com, mudwtr.com/Jessie May, and buy anything off of Mudwater. Use promo code JessieMayMud to get 15% off that entire purchase. It's my favorite thing. You guys know I don't like to hawk products. I only push what I love, and I've been using Mudwater for years before I even started to work with them. So this is an exciting partnership, and I'm excited to bring you guys something that I enjoy and that is literally giving me physical and physiological benefits that I have seen. So if you are a coffee drinker and you want to add a little something to your coffee, or if you're anti-coffee and trying to get off of it and have a more calm, focused approach to life, like myself, because I definitely don't need coffee. I haven't had any, and I sound like this, and I haven't had cocaine. So my only alternative is a healthy, calm, focused state of being. That's Mudwater. mudwtr.com/Jessie May. Use promo code JessieMayMud to get 15% off your entire purchase. Woohoo! As well as me apologizing for my Facebook page that is still hacked. I apologize. I don't know what we're going to do. I hope I get it back because I'd hate to lose all of that content that my mom and I shared and my family. But hey, the one thing I've learned in this life, you don't get to keep anything. Even your body, you give back to Mother Nature. So all is well that ends well, right? Just give me back my fucking page. But you can go to my YouTube page where there's a lot of fun videos being posted every week. The podcast videos are up there now. Go to youtube.com/JessieMayPaluso. Subscribe, like, share it with your friends. Sharing is caring. I appreciate you guys so much. In this episode, I am reliving the past couple weeks of my life that have been completely chaotic. I'm telling you a very big secret about my life, and I'm calling the moving company that kind of ruined my fucking day. And normally I'm a person who's a positive person, but I've learned that sometimes positivity can be toxic. So sometimes a bitch has got to get real. So I got real with them, and you'd be surprised how it turned out. Thank you guys so much for your support. And if you'd like to support me more, you can go to my Patreon page, patreon.com/JessieMayPaluso. I will be posting some videos this coming week now that things have calmed down. And I have just the biggest amount of gratitude for all of you supporting me and just sticking by me through this podcast and enjoying it. And if you enjoy it, go to the Apple page, like, leave us a review. We love to hear from you. And I hope you guys love to hear from me, because here's a video. Well, the video's on YouTube. Here's an episode with me, your host of the Sharp Tongue Podcast, Jessie May Paluso. Oh, God, I'm such a fucking nerd. Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie May Paluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's gonna get dirty.
You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me. Hey everybody, how are we? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I've missed you hoes. Have you missed me? We missed last week. A lot of stuff was going down. I was being scammed. My Facebook account is still hacked. I feel really, I guess this means I'm famous or just terrible at two-factor authentication. I'm terrible at the word. Two-factor authentication. I don't know how to set passwords, apparently. Somebody has broken into my account. And according to fans, they're posting, the stuff isn't that bad. According to what everybody says, the stuff isn't that bad. They, you know, are posting feel good posts and videos. I'm just happy it's not porn. Then again, that shit turned out pretty good for our girl, Kim Kardashian. But we don't need to go there. But then again, both my parents are dead, so maybe now is the time for my porno tape to be leaked with a link. Oh, she's laughing at herself. Oh, good. She finds you so funny. I'm trying to get cozy so you guys can get a nice cleavage shot. There we go. How about that? She's cute. Oh, she's cocky. Yeah. You better believe I am. Oh, my God. I have wine. Check it out. Not promoted. Not a part of the podcast. But you know who is? Mudwater, motherfuckers. That's right. You know how much I love my mud. I just got done drinking it. It's right in here. A little bit late for me. Usually I have it right in the morning. That's what it looks like. I need to get like a gypsy woman in here to tell me what that says. Oh, she said gypsy. We should cancel her. We got to cancel her. All the gypsy people are crying because she said gypsy. No, whoever, you know, the Transylvanian woman who comes in and tells me that I'm going to meet my husband near a moat. She reads the leaves. Mushroom tea. Reishi. Ashwagandha. Lion's mane. You already heard this in the promo opener. But Mudwater is my go-to every morning. You guys know, go over there, mudwater.com/JessieMay. Use code JessieMayMud to get 15% off your entire purchase. Make sure you go to mudwtr.com/JessieMay. If you don't know how to spell my name, just Google it. What? Just Google it. No way. Stop asking me questions. Just Google it. I don't want to answer any more fucking questions. When people ask me, well, where is it? What do you mean, where is it? It's on your phone in Google. What kind of food is it? Also on your phone in Google. Okay? That's all it is. It's on Google. So figure it out. Figure it out. Okay, I got to set my... Let's see if I can do this. Okay. This is going to be a disaster. So Deb got me a little thing here. I can't quite reach the wine bottle. So we're at our new studio at the bungalow. I didn't mean to scream that into your ear. I just screamed bungalow. You guys can probably hear my knees shaking because I'm trying to hold... I got white pants on. This is not a good idea. Ah, not a good idea. The microphone has gone into my tits. Okay, there we go. We are in the bungalow in Somewhereville, California. And I have made a very difficult life decision that you guys are going to be the first to hear. I'm just going to pour this right in this glass. There we go. Dr. Amon said I shouldn't drink or smoke weed, but here we are. There's so much to catch you up on. First, before I go into my difficult life decision, we will get back to that. I had my brain scanned, y'all. We should have the results soon. Cheers, everybody. I got my owl mug. Debbie got me... I bought this one. Debbie got me a couple owl things, but when my mom was in the hospital and I asked her if she knew who I was, she said yes. And I said, who? And she said, a tree owl. But probably because I said, who? Maybe... the who made her think of an owl because she was so out of it. But so I bought this at Marshall's and forever will think about Nance. To no pants Nance, everybody. So much has gone down. I got my brain scanned. If you saw that episode, Dr. Daniel Amen, 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 was on the podcast. Amen and Amen. He was on the podcast talking about brain health, which I love that he likes to, or is striving to break the stigma of it being coined to mental illness. It's about brain health. And so I'm all about brain health. You guys know that. My father passed away of Alzheimer's. So that kicked my dive into learning about the brain early. And I have all this type of stuff around just within arm's reach, just because I want to keep myself healthy. You know, when you have somebody in your life who gets sick with the irreversible neurodegenerative disease like that, it's scary as hell. Then again, do we want to remember everything? But Dr. Amen was just so gracious to offer to... Oh, dogs are barking. Oh, man. Hold on.
Bodie, come.
I got my cousin's dog who likes to bark at motherfuckers when they come by, which I don't mind because she's letting them know, not today, not now, not never. But Dr. Daniel Amen did my brain scan, and we're doing blood work. We're basically doing a total evaluation of my brain, and I don't want to tell you guys too much about what we found out, but that will be revealed in the video. We shot a video together, and that should be coming out on their channels and my channels soon, I think within a couple weeks. So you guys will definitely hear that and see what I discovered and what revelations came about and how I'm going to change my habits. A couple habits are really hard to break. I mean, you guys can imagine, you know. I love my weed. Literally, my place is called the Bungalow, where I live now. I named my house the Bungalow. And this one's hard to light. Thank you, Dopa Ziola, for my blunt, which if you guys saw, I was on Dopa Ziola's podcast, Dope As Usual. So let's jump back to the bigger news. I have decided, after much consideration, heartfelt reevaluation, heartfelt introspection, and reflection, I have decided to stay in California. I was going to go back to New York. I have not told my sister yet, but by the time this airs, I will have told her, because I don't want her to find out from my fucking podcast. But you guys are finding out before her, technically, as I'm recording this. And it wasn't an easy decision, man. You know, after my mom passed, and we're not doing a grief episode. This is just a regular recap, regular Sharp Tongue podcast episode. I will get into my grief stuff next time. It was really hard to be away from my family my entire career. I left my house when I was 18 years old. I left Syracuse, New York when I was 18 years old. I've always been drawn to the outer limits of my boundaries. I've always been prone to break rules and set my own tone in life and go after what I believe in and take chances and take risks and fail and try and fail. This may be a result of some of the revelations we found out from the brain scan, but also it's my personality to strive for more, to improve, to better myself. And that's not that I can't better myself in New York. It's not that these past few months haven't been so different from my normal routine that it's hard to imagine not being there with my sister. And I'll break it down on a grief level for our next grief mini-series episode. But just from a general level, my productivity here is off the charts for myself. What I'm able to accomplish, my mood, my general well-being, my lighting. Hello, do you see the cleavage light right now? If you aren't watching this, you're really missing out, because there is a sun setting on these tits. God bless America. I'm saying, I can, don't think about it, Chaplin. If you bark, we are going to have a problem. And Bodhi as well. See this motherfucker, no respect. Chaplin, come. Chaplin Peluso. Good, Bodhi. She's a good girl. I'm also training dogs here as I'm doing a podcast. I can have a great life in New York, and I do have a great life in New York, but I feel, my soul feels restful in this environment, especially in this new house that I have, and a reassessment of what my direction's going to be has helped me decide to stay. And I haven't told my sister. I decided to get settled in my place first before I told my sister. And, you know, it's a sort of thing where I feel because I made a decision to stay in New York that it's hard to tell her, because she's gonna be like, well, wait, what? But I know she'll understand. My sister's just like my mom and my dad. They're supportive of my career. They know I'm a Rolling Stone. They know who I am. They understand what I need. And, you know, I have to continue to live my fucking life. You know, I got to continue to do me. And it feels right here. Plus, I'm trying to date Brad Pitt. I mean, I can't do that in Syracuse, New York. Let's be real. Let's be realsies, okay? I can't, you know, fucking be a tree owl in Syracuse, New York. Because that's what I'll end up. I will probably end up alone with cats in New York. Here, I feel like I can be alone with llamas. It's just a different lifestyle. It's a different vibe. I think maybe I set myself up in my house and got everything unpacked and set up my new studio and everything so that I was committed to this and that I could tell Emily and be like, hey, I'm already here. I can't come back. But I have to go back and get my pets and everything because she has my dogs. And it was a hard, hard decision, you know, but I know everybody flew and fled LA, and I was even thinking about it, getting on the Austin, Texas train, which I haven't completely shut out of my mind. I'm open to it, maybe investing in some real estate there. But right now, your girl has got her lipstick, her wine, her dogs, one third of her dogs. And I feel that I'm where I need to be. Now watch me get back to New York and I'm going to be like, fuck. Milk was a bad choice. I don't want that to be the thing where I'm like, oh, damn it. But speaking of damn it, I haven't talked to you guys since I got scammed, not only by Facebook. Within 2 days, my Facebook account was hacked, and it still is hacked. If anybody has any help out there, please let me know. The FBI is on it. Literally, my friends at the FBI are on the case. I've got my agents at CAA on it. I can't get a motherfucker from Facebook on the phone. Oh, you're a social app that connects people, yet you don't have any people who are verified to help out? I'm a verified person. Not that I'm saying I'm better than everybody else, but fuck you guys. I worked hard to get 150K on my page, five of which I owe to the people who took my account. Thank you. Now please leave so I can have my mom moments back. That's the only reason that I want my account, so I can have my mom messages and photos and things with my family that are on my personal page. Both of my pages are hacked, my personal and my fan page. So if you're getting messages, hey, at least it feels like someone's sending you messages. It's not me. And if you're inundated with all of the posts, I apologize. It is not me. I can't get on Facebook. I can't even look at the website, which has kind of been nice, but Debbie's had a a break from posting there for me, but it sucks. I got hacked and then I was scammed by my movers. So this moving company set a price for me and I had a few more square feet of what they thought it was going to be. First of all, let me tell you, so this company said, yeah, it'll be $1,800 based off of like 350 square feet of stuff to move from California to New York. I was like, boom, okay, that's not that bad. We do the contract. I let him know I may have more stuff than that. He's like, cool, you know, you're set at this price. Another guy who I had spoke to before, who was a carrier and not a broker, which was the guy I booked through, the carrier told me to not book through a broker. He said, I'm going to get scammed. And he said, they're going to show up and they're going to have shitty products, shitty truck, and they're going to charge you more. But because they were cheaper than the carrier, I went with them. This is a lesson for you guys to sometimes learn that cutting corners doesn't, it ends up costing you more money. So sometimes you shouldn't cut a corner because it's going to be more expensive. And that was a lesson for me. So I tell the carrier, oh, I'm trying to save $500, which is a chunk of money. You know, I'm a bitch on a budget. Even though I'm an entrepreneur and a businesswoman, I am trying to save some money. I'm blinded by the light. We got to get in some better lighting. There we go. How are the titties? Like Crystal Marie. I got to make the titties look good. So I went with this other company. So Deb helped me, packed up all my shit, and these motherfuckers show up. American Movers Plus. I got the fucking email ready to go because I told you guys we're going to call this guy. We're going to call him on the podcast in a couple minutes. They show up in a moving truck that was full. Full. No masks. Now, you guys know I can't stand these COVID masks, but I wear them and I got fucking chimples. I wear them and I got chimples. I'm sacrificing for the health of 6% of people who are getting this fucking disease, this virus. I'm sacrificing my chimples for you fuckers. So when you show up at my house, you better wear a mask. Three dudes, not one mask. By the way, they show up 3 hours late and need a smoke break. I'm sorry, you need a smoke break? You need a smoke break, motherfucker. That's all I've been doing because my dad died in 2018. My relationship ended. My tour ended and my motherfucking mom ended. You need a smoke break? I think not. I think you need to put some pep in your step and put my boxes in the back of this fucking truck so I can get where I need to get. It's funny how things work out. My cousin said that too. Had this move worked out, I probably would have been in New York. Everything happens for a reason. Even the hardships teach you a lesson. These motherfuckers show up late with a full truck, no masks, and they want a fucking smoke break. I'm the asshole. They come up to my place. They take a look at everything that I packed neatly into one corner of the house. Deb and I painstakingly packed all of this stuff into one corner of the house so they didn't have to move all around. He comes in, he goes, oh, this isn't 350 square feet. No. He does an eyeball. He's like, oh, no, this isn't 350 square feet. No mask on in my place. He goes, oh, this is more like 1,400 square feet. And I was like, what? Even Bill Nye uses a ruler. What are you talking about? 1,400 square feet. My asshole, this apartment isn't 1,400 square feet or cubic feet, sorry, which is a lot different. 1,400 cubic square feet. And I was like, there's no way. Look at me. There's no way. I had a math tutor. I still would have one if I was in school. I had a math tutor all my years of school. I'm like, 1,400 square feet. In my mind, I'm like, shit, is this 1,400 square feet? So he calls his boss. He goes out for another cigarette break, this motherfucker. I'm like, you're going to die. And I won't be at your funeral. Okay? Because I'm going to be stuck here because your truck is full. I can't go anywhere. That's why I'm going to miss your funeral because you won't move me. Calls his boss. His boss calls me in real time. Says, oh, it's going to be $7,000. So your dude who shows up late, not smart enough to wear a mask, is smart enough to eyeball cubic square feet. And you're going to tell me from his eyeball that you're going to charge me $7,000 after they were 3 hours late with a full fucking truck and no masks? How dare you? How dare you? Rude and inaccurate. And normally I say rude but accurate. Now I'm saying rude and inaccurate. So I start crying on the phone because I'm an emotional mess at this point because I've been through so much. And I'm not a victim. It's just circumstance. And sometimes we all have our fucking breaking point and I lose my shit. Lose my shit, y'all. Fucking lose it. And Debbie's almost crying because I was crying so hard. And I said, I'm just sick of having to figure shit out. I called my friend Chris, bawling my eyes out, being like, I just got scammed by these motherfuckers. I don't have a mover. I have to be out of this apartment within 24 hours. These dudes showed up with a full truck, told them the whole thing, and I just was bawling and hyperventilating like a child. I was like, and I'm just sick of figuring things out. Don't you ever feel that way? You're just sick of having to fucking figure it out. Sick of it. I bawled my eyes out. Luckily, I've got amazing people in my life. My friend assistant, Debbie, and I have been trying to find a term for her job and position in my life because she is my assistant. But, you know, it has to become a friendship in order for her to be able to put up with me. My friend assistant and Chris and all the people who are in my life. And maybe you guys have... Oh, my tits are being covered. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to make it so you can see some boobs here. This isn't OnlyFans, but... You know, I've been gone for a while and my tits are looking great. Woo, quarantine titties. I honestly am grateful for the people who have helped me, and I know that I would be a mess. So if you have people in your life who are there for you, treat them well. Realize what an invaluable commodity that is to have in your life, and not everybody has that. I was a mess, but we got it done. I found a storage unit. I found an amazing moving company. Thank you, Jesus Morales. I appreciate you so much. Mucho gusto. Yo no lo creo. Gracias. Mucho gracias. Le doy mi gracias. He was amazing with his friend who helped me move. We got it all done. Everything was figured out. And because of that, I realized I wanted to stay here. My cousin Allie B, who you guys know, have we had her on the podcast? We will have her on the podcast. She has to be on this podcast. You're going to fucking love her. She's a VP at Atlantic Records. She told me, she goes, the reason your move didn't work out is so that you could figure out that you wanted to stay here. Because had it worked out, you probably would be in New York and you wouldn't be happy and you wouldn't be where you need to be. And that's what you guys have to realize. You are right where you're supposed to be. And where I'm supposed to be is calling Apollo. Let's see if he'll answer. I wonder if he saves the numbers of the people he fucks over. I'm going to call this guy directly and ask him what the fuck happened. Because literally I have an email. I emailed Apollo. I'm going to read you guys what Tommy told me. Okay? This is the guy, the carrier. Bodie, shut. He told me, I told him, I go, hey, I found a company that was cheaper. And he goes, please just let me know if it's a carrier or a broker. And I told him it was a broker. And he goes, I'm telling you, I'm advising you against it. And I said, I respect your opinion, Tommy. I'm going to try and stay within my budget and go with this company. I got fucked. I called Tommy back. I told Tommy he was right. I told Tommy he was right. I go, Tommy, you're a good guy. And if you guys want Tommy's, I'll tell you Tommy's info. Tommy is senior relocation specialist. And his company is SH Movers. You can find them at 866-800-0646. They're out of Hoboken, New Jersey. It's a carrier company. They own the entire company from the beginning of booking it to the people showing up. It is all in-house, which is what you want. 866-800-0646. His name's Tommy. Tell him I sent you. He told me this was going to happen. And I'll read you the email he sent me when I told him what I was going to do. Okay? This is what he said after I told him I was going to this broker company. He sends me an email. Takes the time to send this whole entire email. Jesse, I'm really not the type to talk bad about the other companies. Now, remember what happened to me, by the way. Remember all the shit that went down. But I am certain that the deal he has presented to you is not going to be the experience you have when they show up. And what's more unfortunate is whoever this guy Apollo is, you will never be able to get a hold of him if you have any issues with the move because he already took your deposit and sold the job to someone else. Make sure you pay the deposit with a credit card so when you have time, you can send them home and you can dispute the charge and get your money back. You motherfuckers better believe I did. If they're asking for a check by phone or an ACH deposit for your deposit, you have no recourse and you won't be able to get that money back. I will go ahead and cancel the move and refund the deposit, but please, 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 in bold uppercase, please, 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 save my information. When they show up, here we go, when they show up on the day of the move and start telling you they have to pay thousands of more dollars, send them home right away and call me. I will send a crew out there to do it the right way for a price I originally quoted you. No harm, no foul. The refund will take 3 to 5 days to show back into your account. Best of luck. So now we're going to call Apollo. I don't know if we're going to be able to get a hold of him. I haven't tried calling him yet. But let's try. Here we go. Direct. Let's see.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
He's probably not going to fucking answer.
American Plus, how can I help you?
Apollo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Jesse. I booked a move with you in early March, March 8th. And do you remember me?
Jesse Peluso?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Remember you said you knew who I was?
Yes.
That you were a fan of mine?
Mm-hmm, of course.
I want to know what the fuck happened.
So from what I've heard is that there was a lot more items than what was on the inventory.
Apollo.
Yeah.
As a woman, I got to tell you, it's exhausting to hear it's my fault. I just got to tell you. Instead of you asking me what went down.
That's why I didn't say that. That's why I didn't say that.
Right.
That's why I said from what I've heard.
But you start off with what I did wrong. Now that's what you heard. Do you want me to tell you what that's happened?
Sure.
Your guys showed up 3 hours past my window with a full truck. I'm telling you, Apollo, they had about 2 feet left of space in that truck and things were thrown. Whoever's move they came from, things were piled into that truck willy-nilly. They didn't have masks on, and I don't know about you, Apollo, but motherfuckers' coffins still scare me outside. When you're coughing, you end up in a coffin because it's COVID. That's just the science of today. No masks. No masks. And these motherfuckers wanted to take a smoke break when they showed up. A smoke break, Apollo! After being 3 hours past our window, showing up with a full truck, and not wearing any sort of protective gear, they needed a break. Well, let me tell you, I have had the year of years. You know what I'm saying? I'm going into 2020, I just got off of healing from my dad passing away. Then quarantine hits, I lose my entire tour, my relationship ends, and my mom passes away. And this move was meant to be a change in a positive direction. And you, Apollo, Mr. Apollo, you gave me your word. When I sent you that email that Tommy sent me, you gave me your word that this wasn't going to happen. And I had to call you because I felt duped. And it really fucking sucks. And
well, that's not my intentions at all.
I know it's not your intentions at all, but your word matters in this world. People are being canceled over their word. And your word was not bond. And I want you to do better. Because to your point of me having more stuff, homie came in after taking 2 smoke breaks and no mask in my apartment, eyeballs my stuff and goes, oh, this is 1,400 cubic square feet of stuff. And I was like, okay, Bill Nye, what? And he's like, yeah. Apollo, do you know how much more stuff I had? And I told you on the phone. What did I say to you on the phone about the exact number? Do you remember?
I don't recall off the top of my head.
I said I might have some more stuff. My friend, who's a professional builder, who all he does is deal in cubic square feet every day, came over.
Mm-hmm.
He eyeballed it. He said, you probably have about 500 cubic square feet. So I had an extra 150 cubic square feet of stuff because I think we settled on 350.
And you were at 275.
275. Okay.
I remember.
So.
Because we call it mini boom. You were under the minimum.
Double the square footage. Right? Do you know how much the boss quoted me after hearing his friend or his manager eyeball how much stuff, 1,400 cubic square feet? How much would that be?
It would be, I would have to see. I think you were charged 450 a cubic foot. I think I got it down to 425 a cubic foot.
The boss said $7,000 off of an estimated eyeball. So not only did they show up late, not only were they unmasked, taking breaks with a full truck, they didn't even give me the due diligence to actually measure this stuff out. They took it at a guesstimate of over 1,100 cubic square feet more. Apollo, I packed my stuff into a storage unit myself, sweating my ass off, crying my eyes out. Do you know how much cubic square feet I had in my storage unit?
How much?
500. And it fit just under 500. My friend, who works in the industry, had it just right.
Yeah, no, $7,000 is ridiculous. I don't hear much. Pretty much what I get to hear is that there was more items, and then there was a cancellation. So that's kind of the extent of what I get to hear back. Simply because I'm dealing with either, you know, some of my sales reps clients, or I'm dealing with other clients. So I don't really get to. I never hear the full story of what happened. You know. I just heard Jesse Peluso canceled, and I was a little sad, but I wasn't able to really get into it, to be honest with you. Like I said to you, I'm very transparent. $7,000 is, that's a lot. That's ridiculous. But, you know, that's what, you know, at the end of the day, what the movers do sometimes, you know, and just to be clear with you, you know, sometimes when they see an opportunity, they try and take it. And, sadly, you know, that's the world we live in. Everybody's out to make a dollar.
Oh, I know. I'm a woman. I know what it's like to be taken advantage of, honey. That's the life I've lived my entire life, dodging people trying to get me for mine. But because you and I, we spoke and I felt like, oh, Apollo's got me. We're good. I had to call you and let you know we weren't good and it wasn't good. And I'm not here to try and burn you at the stake. I just want you to know what's really going on down the line. And people who are doing much worse than me, it hurts me to think that they're going through this. So I had to call you and let you know what was really happening in your industry when you told me it wouldn't.
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I wish I could change it. I wish there was something I could do. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we try and send out very responsible, you know, movers, you know, but sometimes, you know, there's always a bad bunch, you know. I mean, yeah, you could still look at our reviews. I mean, it's very, very rare that it happens, but I can't sit here and say, I mean, it won't happen. The reason why I was so adamant about it is because it's so rare, you know?
I guess I'm the lucky one.
Part of it. I'm sorry that you were part of it. It is just very, very rare. That's why I was so adamant about it not happening, you know? But when it's pretty much, I would say, it's the golden opportunity for a mover when they notice there's more things. And then obviously, a woman, you know?
They try to take, they got the wrong one. Apollo, they got the wrong one. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to hold up my word, because I told you if I ever come in your town, I'm going to give you tickets to a show. And I still am standing by that. I don't think you're a bad dude. I don't think you're malicious. I have to let you know that it was a terrible experience. And because I don't want other people to have to go through what I went through that caused me to have so many chimples. Apollo, it made me break out. I was so stressed out. You know how rude that is to give a girl pimples?
Oh no.
But
you're about to give me a pimple.
I what'd you say?
I said you're about to give me a pimple.
Good. I have to say I'm kinda happy. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I still extend my invitation to come to a show sometime. So if you ever see it, please feel free to DM me. And, you know, if you ever see me coming close to you and wherever you are, I will give you tickets and I will show up to the show 3 hours late and the tickets will be $7,000. No, I'm just kidding.
I think you actually know my mother.
What?
Yeah, give me free tickets and then when I show up, I have to pay for six.
Yeah, I will tell you the time of the show, how much they are, and that there's room. And when you show up, it's going to be sold out and you'll have to pay $7,000. Who's your mother?
Jeanette Sampson. She's a comedian out of LA and New York.
What? Yeah. I need to talk to your mom. I need to talk to her.
Yes.
I know your mom. Don't tell my mom. What a small world. I know your mom.
I think so. I think my mom. I think either you guys did something together. I don't know. Back in the day.
Did we scissor?
I mean, a few years ago, though.
Maybe we scissored on a New Year's Eve. I don't know. It got kind of crazy in New York.
Possibly.
Well, you're going to have to ask your mom the story of how we know each other.
I will.
Well, I just wanted to let you know what went down, and I appreciate you, and hopefully we all can do better beyond this.
Of course.
All right.
I appreciate your call.
Yeah, of course. 100%. Let me know if you want to come to a show.
I will. And I'm gonna send you my little stand up skit.
Okay, send it to me.
Your email. Okay.
Bye.
And then you have to be honest. You can't just say I'm funny.
Okay.
You have to be honest.
I'll be honest. I'll be brutally honest. You're gonna cry. I'm gonna make you cry, Apollo.
All right.
Bye. All
right. I'm gonna send it over soon. Bye.
Guys, look, I can't help it if I'm naturally a nice person. His mom knows me. I don't want to fuck with her. Jeanette, any bitch named Jeanette, she stabs bitches. So I'm not trying to mess with that. Jeanette Johnson sounds like a fake name. What is she in the witness protection program? What did she see? So now I have to have Rudy blur out all the times I say his name and the company because I don't want to cause any sort of problem for him where you guys set his business on fire. Okay, maybe I should have thought this thoroughly through. But again, you'll learn why I don't think things through on my Dr. Amen episode. I told him I was going to make him cry. I wanted to take a couple more calls. I believe a few of you left me some voicemails, but I couldn't get into my account because I am hacked. And for some reason, that didn't want to work. So this will just be a cute, quick little recap episode for us to get caught up on each other's lives, because now I need to call my sister and tell her what's happening, because this should be coming out anytime. And I don't want her to like see a post where everyone's like, oh, Jesse's not leaving LA. Not that I think my news is big news, but still, I have a responsibility. And I still think the fact that I'm telling you guys first is kind of fucked up, but I'm a little scared. And it's a sort of situation where you overthink things instead of just doing them. You try to make it perfect, and it doesn't need to be perfect. It just has to be real, and it has to be heartfelt, and it needs to be authentic. So try to lead in an authentic way instead of perfection. Go for authenticity. That will always set you free. Authenticity will set you free every single time. And I truly wish I could get into my Google voicemail. Am I just hacked everywhere? Why are none of my things are working? Help. If anybody has any Facebook help, hold for helicopter. Let me know. We're still hacked. The FBI is on it. And this FBI guy is so hot, you guys. He's so hot. He used to come to my bar when I'd work at Puffy's Tavern. And he would just, you know, hang out in his FBI suit and flirt with me. And I'd flirt with him, and I'd have fantasies of him taking me in his FBI office and having FBI sex. Guys, we have to call Tommy. Hold on. We got to call Tommy. Let's call Tommy and let him know I just called this guy. Let's call Tommy. Now we can say Tommy's name because I'm not talking shit about him. I don't want to get sued. He's going to be like, what, bitch, you're staying? It's also kind of scary as a woman to like have all these people know where you're moving to, like security people and movers and, you know, cable people.
The desk of Tommy Silva. My normal business hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Tommy's an angel.
Either on the other line with another customer or away from my desk right now. Please leave a message and I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you and have a great day.
Sorry, this mailbox is full and cannot accept any more recording.
Tommy be busy. Well, Tommy's busy being an honest businessman. I'm just kidding, Apollo. I know how it goes. And Apollo's a smooth businessman when you think about it. And I should probably stop saying his name so Rudy doesn't have to delete it so many thousands of times. I am excited about this life. and this new direction I'm in. And I will talk more about how I'm handling the grief and how stress and grief, like external stress, like what I experienced, affects you just being able to process grief. It's a fuckery of emotions. But I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for staying with me and being the best listeners and fans ever. You guys are so supportive. And please let me know how you feel about the podcast. Send us a note on iTunes. Leave a review. Let us know how you feel. I'll share some of my favorites on my Instagram page. And as always, you guys, I live by the motto that there is silver linings in all of life. You know, that cheesy meditation that I talk about. I got to try and get my meditation voice on as a podcast guest. He says, you can choose a grievance or a miracle. It's your choice. Well, these titties are a miracle. Woo! I can't show too much. Can't show too much, especially if I start an OnlyFans page. We don't want to dilute the poo. You know what I mean? We want to keep the booty cutie. Faux show. Absolutely 1,000%. You guys are amazing. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. And I'm gonna go put these titties in the shower because it's been a couple weeks. Don't tell Brad.